A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. From there, Jesus set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syro-Phoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." Ouch! That must have hurt. Here is this poor, desperate mother pleading, begging for the healing of her demon-possessed daughter, bowing down on Jesus' feet. And his response is more than disappointing to us. It is downright embarrassing. I mean, think about it. Jesus calls her a dog. A real pastoral sensitivity fail. But we are talking about Jesus here, the God-man, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. We know there is more happening here than meets the eye or that our mind can grasp. After all, as St. Paul reminds us, who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? The fact that this Gentile woman breaks into Jesus' solitude, interrupts his downtime, and manages to break religious convention at the same time is meaningful. He sees her boldness, the fierce love of a mother seeking help for her suffering child. Jesus is challenging the woman, testing her, by engaging her in an almost playful dialogue, which brings to mind his other encounters with women, notably the Samaritan woman. Unlike Matthew, stark Mark gives the bare-bones account of the encounter. Jesus is not only testing her, but revealing himself to her. "Let the children be fed first." And she, in response, reveals herself to him in her witty comeback. "Even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." This is more than a transaction, her request being granted, but an invitation to a relationship with Jesus. Satisfied that she understands his mission, he tells her, "The demon has left your daughter." Sometimes we feel like the Syro-Phoenician woman, begging God's help, then feeling rebuffed, our prayers unanswered, our desires thwarted. Perhaps he is putting us to the test, purifying us, allowing us to see him revealing himself to us. Perhaps he is leading us to love and serve him more faithfully. May we joyfully receive whatever the Lord is giving us, even the crumbs.